You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Respect the past and represent the future with new gear from the Cleveland Browns Pro Shop. Shop the largest selection of all new jerseys, t-shirts, sweatshirts, hats, and more. Stop by the Pro Shop at First Energy Stadium, open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily. That's Monday through Sunday. Or shop now on shop.clevelandbrowns.com on the Browns mobile app. Nathan Zgura, Matt Wilhelm back with you. And we're going to get into some sound from the draft weekend from some of the experts over at ESPN. Todd McShay, Mel Kiper, Bill Polian. We'll start with McShay and his thoughts on Danny Shelton.
You've got Danny Shelton, who played, 90% of the snaps at Washington. So you know he's a guy who can stay on the field for you. And we can argue whether what you like and don't like. He always was fighting. He's a big run stopper. He fits their scheme.
He's exactly what this team needed, that big run stopper. And people, that's something that a lot of people have been kind of forgetting. Everybody who says that he's a two-down player, he played in the Pac-12 and played 90% of the snaps, 80 to 90 snaps a game.
That's the point that I was going to make, and also too, the Washington State, the other guys that we drafted, Xavier Cooper and Maley as well, they threw the ball 60, 70 times a game, out of those 80 or 90 snaps, maybe even more. So not only was he playing 90% of snaps, but he was rushing the passer time after time after time. And to stay on the field as much as he have, and also in the fact that he stayed healthy throughout that process too, just goes to show how tough the guy is, how resilient he is, and he's ready to play ball.
McShay gave his thoughts on Cam Irving, who joined us earlier here on CBD.
They take Cameron Irving, who can play tackle, he can play center. We know that for a fact. I thought he was a better center than a tackle, and he can play guard probably. So you have versatility there, highly productive, and a several-year starter.
The pick we moved up from 40, or moved back and still got our guy from 43 to 51. Here's Kiper and McShay breaking down Nate Orchard.
Nate Orchard, highly productive. I think the second in the FBS in terms of sacks this past year, went from a good player to a great player this past season. And so you know the production's there.
That's right, 18 and a half sacks, second in the FBS, playing that edge rusher position, and that's what he's going to do for the Cleveland Browns team that needs to be able to get to the quarterback. None of the linebackers other than Paul Kruger had even more than two sacks last year. And talking with one of the outside linebacker coaches here on the Browns, they were thrilled. This is the guy that they wanted. They think that he is the best sacker on the edge in this draft, and they feel like they got him at a great, great bargain.
I agree, and that's the one thing that we've heard in all the comments and the transcripts we've seen from Nate Orchard is, and you hate to label him pass rush specialist simply because he's going to be an outside linebacker. He's going to want to grow in diversity, but that's something this team lacked is a viable threat opposite Paul Kruger. And that's something that I've talked about leading up to the draft, how good a 3-4 defense can be when you truly have a threat on both sides rushing the passer. We heard, was it Ken Carmen or was it a caller even said, can we rush both of them at the same time? Absolutely. That is your number one go-to rush. It allows Kirksey, Robertson, Dansby to get into coverage, your safeties to stay back, but yet you're still getting a five-man pass rush on the quarterback.
And Kiper and McShay also broke down Duke Johnson.
Duke Johnson, who is a tough guy on the field, small but explosive, can catch the ball, and productive.
Duke Johnson, to me, from the perspective we've got yesterday, one day in to Cleveland Browns Daily, simply because he's an offensive guy, he adds diversity. And I loved hearing Ray Farmer yesterday talk about the personalities in the running back room. Terrence West, Isaiah Crowell, we know how good they are, but yet they run. They have different running styles, and you add a third to this room. So if you're a football fan, if you've watched LaDainian Tomlinson at any point in his career, if you watched Darren Sproles, it's going to be a combination of the way he's used. The one thing, as it is for a lot of running backs in the National Football League, is his ability to grasp the pass protection. Because on third down, yes, he'll be asked to get out on a route, but he has to identify blitzers. When a lot of other teams want to get aggressive and rush the passer, he's got to be a help in pass protection first before he gets out into a route.
Duke Johnson adds a lot to this team. He's exactly what they needed at running back. He was the biggest playmaker that they got in this draft as a guy who can touch the ball and take to the house whenever. Now, Mel Kiper says those guys, those picks were all good, but the Browns didn't address their two biggest needs, quarterback and wide receiver.
I think the players were good. The positional situation with wide receiver, to me, that was a key need area. They really didn't address it until Vince Maley later in the draft. And look at a wide receiver spot, very questionable. Could have had Bryce Petty. Obviously, they have high hopes. And the hope that Johnny Manziel can give them something in terms of the quarterback position, but you could add Bryce Petty, develop him as some security blanket there, opted against going quarterback, and really didn't address wide receiver early like I thought they would, and maybe bring in multiple receivers, which they have not done because Vince Mailey's been the only one selected so far. Two tight ends as well, but only one wide out.
And for me personally, you know, when you listen to that, you can understand, you know, a little bit of the frustration that some fans might have in going after a playmaker or locking down and securing their long-term fix at the quarterback position. But following Draft Academy last night, and if you listen, you know, to follow analysts, Bill Polian is a guy I have a lot of respect for. He's been a six-time NFL Executive of the Year. And here's him, who's formulated some championship teams before.
Helps when talking, you get Peyton Manning.
It does. Believe me, it does. Talking about how there's nothing wrong with what this team, the Cleveland Browns, are doing in the draft.
Their position is, look, we invested a lot of money in Johnny Manziel. Let's make sure that he can or cannot make it before we turn in another direction. But in the meantime, let's make sure that we stop people and we run the ball.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Fair.
And that's the philosophy. The Browns have an identity. They're going to play tough defense. They're going to stop the run. Significantly better than they did last year. They're going to get after the quarterback. They're going to be physical at the point of attack on both sides of the ball. And they're going to run the football offensively. And when you come play the Browns, you're going to be in for a violent game with a lot of collisions. It's going to be a little bit shorter and isn't going to look like those video games where you see people spreading it out and throwing it all over the yard. That's not going to be Cleveland Browns football. And they made that clear. And Polian said, listen, when you don't have the quarterback, you can't make the quarterback with great receivers. You need great quarterback to make your receivers better. So he had no problem with the fact that the Browns ignored receiver.
There is no established quarterback. So why add wide receivers when you don't have anybody who's established getting the ball to them? I like what they're doing here.
And again, a guy that knows what he's doing, as I repeated earlier, six-time NFL Executive of the Year. He's won championships, and he's very good at what he does, and he's the one analyst, the same way that I love playing for coaches that played the game. I love going to him for insight about teams and about things going on in the NFL because there was a time that he was a paid professional doing just that.
Now, he wasn't as big a fan of Danny Shelton, but does think he can be a dominant player for a couple of downs for the Browns. I still think Danny Shelton can play all three downs and get to the quarterback. You don't have nine sacks if you can't get to the quarterback.
Right, and a lot of that had to do with the 5'6", 6'4". That was pretty much
That's
it.
Why Polian didn't like him. Yes, and you don't want to build your team on exceptions. I think we've all heard that philosophy espoused by many. 216-578-0850 to talk about the draft, et cetera, and this Cleveland Browns team and where the direction they're headed. Lyle Collins, what you would do if you were Lyle Collins. We're going to ask Andrew Gribble, senior staff writer at ClevelandBrowns.com, when we kick off our second hour right after this on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.